This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Matt Peoples is area business manager for Delta Pine. He talks about reniform nematode and their focus on that in 2021.
It's easy to get caught up into just focusing on the harvest and how the year is going to finish out. But one of the big things, a couple of big things for me, a focus, areas of focus that I've been looking at and really working towards are exactly what you said, you know, where have we been? Where do we need to be, and what are some of the places or paths, if you will, to get there? When you look agronomically specific, I noticed there's a big issue ongoing right now that farmers face with reniform nematodes. And as I look at our pipeline products that we look to launch in 21, really exciting to see. We have two products that we're going to be launching in 21 that have some very good resistance to reniform nematode. Actually, some of the farmers that I've talked to that are growing this have been testing it for 8 years for us. They've actually made statements that this product and this germplasm and these traits will actually allow them to continue farming. The reniform nematode was at a place where they weren't sure if they were going to continue to be able to farm these cotton acres on some of these parts of their land. So that's a big piece of it agronomically, and that's one of the things that I'm very excited about looking into 21.
To find out more, visit igrowcotton.com. I'm Stephen Orr.